Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Financial Times. We value your feedback. Please go to ft.com/listen and fill out a short survey for a chance to win a pair of Bose acoustic noise-cancelling headphones.
The FT.
Hello, I'm Ludovic Hunter-Tilney. Welcome to the FT Culturecast. This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. The riff, a great swaggering beast of a thing, came to Metallica's guitarist Kirk Hammett while he was jamming in a hotel room in the early hours. It was 3 a.m, the spookiest time of the night, when suicides peak and the spirit world is at its most restless. Devil's hour, occultists call it, for 3 a.m. is the opposite of 3 p.m, supposed time of Christ's death. Hammett's inspired, or possessed, moment of insomnia was the foundation for one of the most famous songs in heavy metal. It is Enter Sandman, the lead single of Metallica's self-titled 1991 album. Also known as the Black Album, this was the LP that marked the Californian band's ascension to superstar status, selling 16 million copies in the US alone and spending over 300 weeks in the charts. Enter Sandman is about a boy suffering nightmares after being visited by a macabre Sandman, bringer of dreams in European folklore. The song opens with an ominous acoustic guitar melody, a dark lullaby summoning sleep. Then Lars Ulrich's drums and Hammett's chugging riff rise up like roiling monsters from the deep. Singer James Hetfield's roar comes next, building to a chorus as bleak as any Samuel Beckett stage direction. Exit light, enter night. Despite its witching hour theme, Enter Sandman marked a move towards a crisper, more streamlined sound for the thrash metal pioneers. It was produced by seasoned producer Bob Rock, starting a long and, to diehard fans, controversial partnership with the band. Despite its witching hour theme, Enter Sandman marked a move towards a crisper, more streamlined sound for the thrash metal pioneers. It was produced by seasoned producer Bob Rock, starting a long, and to diehard fans, controversial, partnership with the band. He persuaded Hetfield to simplify his lyrics and made Ulrich improve his drumming. Taken with Hammett's riff, the result is a juggernaut of a song, like the huge runaway truck tries to mow down the sleeping boy in the song's video. Enter Sandman has entered US popular culture as surely as any American songbook standard. It has been covered by acts ranging from Motorhead to Bjorn Again, is regularly played at sports events, and was even blasted out as intro music to a 2013 speech by Republican presidential hopeful Rand Paul. It might seem odd that a song about night terrors should be clasped so close to the American bosom, until you realise that Enter Sandman is actually not at all scary. I defy even the most timid listener to flee for the hills as Hetfield growls about heavy thoughts tonight, and they aren't about Snow White. Hammett's guitar solo at the bridge is pure metal peacockery, not a desperate wail of anguish. The song is a display of power, not an exercise in tension. Truly chilling music is different. It is higher pitched, highly strung, full of anxiety. Think of the slashing chords of Bernard Herrmann's score for Psycho, or the shrieking strings in Krzysztof Penderecki's masterpiece of dread, Threnody to the Victims of Hiroshima. The violin is the prime generator of fear here, celebrated as the musical instrument closest to the human voice. Its screeching tones evoke the scariest sound of all, the scream. The gap between Enter Sandman's ostensible scariness and its actual non-scariness has been ably exploited by parody songs, such as a twinkle-toed big band version by veteran smoothie Pat Boone, where there is a sinister twist to the tale. After the invasion of Iraq in 2003, Enter Sandman was among a perverse playlist of songs used by the US military to torture prisoners, blasted at excruciating volume with strobe lighting for 24 hours at a time. It was the nation's very own 3 a.m. moment, the dark side of the so-called war on terror. Hetfield's indifferent response to the nightmarish misuse of his song is far scarier than his cartoonish lyrics. "It's just a thing," Metallica's singer said. "It's not good or bad."
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.